been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday. It is the Wednesday, May 6th edition of the Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. And I'm here with Barry Kite, our chartered financial analyst. And we got a little surprise for you in the second quarter of the show. We're going to introduce one of our junior analysts, who is one of my understudies. He'll be joining us here in about 15 minutes. Wow, look at this market again today. How much is it up now since that big call that I made back in early March? The Dow right now is up another 553 points, or 1.1%. The NASDAQ is up right now 242 points after a huge earnings beat by AMD. AMD's up about 19% right now. It's one of our largest holdings. We're hitting a new record high for the year. Gold is up 3.3%. Bitcoin is up 136. The big story today, I would say, would be once again oil. And oil is down right now. It's well under 100. The market loves that. In fact, it's at around $95.32 is oil. 96.19. It's down 6% right now. 6% right now. And another big day for the market, and a lot to talk about on today's show. So welcome to today's Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. And I'm here with Barry Kite, our chartered financial analyst. First things first, Barry, we have a new article out today on Seeking Alpha.
Yeah, very pertinent.
I can't say what it is. I'm going to leave it up to you to go find it on Seeking Alpha. Anybody can find it. We did not make it an exclusive article to Seeking Alpha. We sent out a link to all of our followers. You should be able to click and see the article, no problem. You know, we have a pretty good track record with our articles here recently. We've got a fresh one out there on the street today. And we as a firm today are hitting another new all-time high after a pretty good day, a very good day yesterday in the market. And what is going on? We keep hearing there's going to be a deal with Iran. There's going to be a deal. And Iran or Israel says, we don't know anything about a deal. The market says, we think there might be something going on. And that's why you're seeing another big rally in the market today. That's the number one reason for the market being up so much. The number two reason is AMD. Holy cow, what kind of a report was that from AMD? I got to go to my charts here. AMD is now up, let's see, how much is it up here?
It was 20% earlier.
Holy
yeah, I saw
cow.
20. I've got, we're going to hit that, get that on the earnings. We're going to hit that a little deeper on the third segment today, too.
And you know what? AMD is a large position here because it's in the Premier Growth Portfolio. And it's in the Ultra Growth Portfolio. Those are our two largest portfolios. And when you add those two up, AMD's up 16.8% right now. The memory stocks are cooling off a little bit here today, but the AMD is carrying the CPU market, which is a little bit different from the memory chips. It's lifting a lot of these CPU stocks here today. Now, yesterday, we had a pretty good day. The NASDAQ was up 1% yesterday. The memory chips on fire yesterday, SanDisk, Micron, Samsung, HK Hynix. It continues to be the hottest sector in the entire market. Trump reportedly said Wednesday it's too soon to start preparing for peace talks with Iran, despite optimistic reports suggesting the two nations are nearing a framework agreement to end their 67-day conflict. Can you believe that's been going on?
Time flies, I guess, right?
Wow,
I
mean, Lee, wow. I'll say. When asked if reporters should prepare to travel to Pakistan for a new round of negotiations following Islamabad, sources revealing a tentative deal was close, Trump told the New York Post. He says, nah, I wouldn't go there yet. Don't book the flight yet. Moments before the New York Post report, Trump posted on social media that the conflict could end if Iran agrees to terms already discussed, warning if they don't comply, the bombing starts, and it will be, sadly, at a much higher level and intensity than it was before. We continue to see the art of the deal, okay? Whether there's any art to it or not, the guy does stick to his negotiation tactics, which are negotiate from strength, I guess. We're going to bomb the heck out of you unless you sign on the dotted line. Yeah, I wonder if he did that as a contractor. Probably.
Oh, but he's probably tougher. I think he was tougher as a contractor. I mean, I think there was, you know, reports where he wasn't paying people and all kinds of things before. I mean, didn't he come up with the saying, if I owe you $1 million and I can't pay, then I have a problem, and if I owe you $100 million and I can't pay, then we have a problem.
Yeah, okay. And that's why he wears a hard hat wherever he goes for incoming. Oh, my gosh. You know, he's certainly been a volatile and a lightning rod kind of guy there in the Oval Office. U.S. gas prices top 450 as Middle East disruptions fuel summer surge fears. Yeah, we're getting into the summer months here. I mean, Labor Day or Memorial Day is about 3 weeks out. That's a big deal.
Well, when they reformulate gasoline here in the South during the heated months, and so you know, usually you have a little gas price spike just because of the reformulated gasoline for the summer, and so you put two and two together, and you know, who knows where we get to in terms of price.
Yes.
I think I paid almost $6 a gallon in northern South Carolina this past weekend when we were on the road.
A little town of some sort, or
yeah, it was
six?
Just off the interstate. It wasn't my local Costco, which you know, you get a little discount
premium
at the Costco.
I'm too cheap to use premium. No way am I. I'm Norwegian, baby. I'm not putting premium into my SUV. You know, here's another stock that has remained relevant. I think of Corning, and I think of canning salsa from my garden. Corning unveils a long-term deal with NVIDIA to boost optical connectivity and build U.S. plants. So this optical thing is a big, big theme to play. You can throw Corning into the mix along with Ciena, which is having a big day today. You've got AAOI, you've got Lightwave, let's see, what is it, Light? What is Light's, what's the name of the company?
Lumentum.
Lumentum.
Yeah.
And you've got several other optics stocks. And the loser seems to be Arista Networks. It's down 9.8% today. They focus more on copper. And I think this big announcement with Corning may have something to do with that. Now, in the second quarter of the show, I've got some appointments here this afternoon. We're going to introduce Gavin Harris, who is one of our new interns, junior analyst types that we have hired here at Gunderson Capital Management. I want to make sure that Gunderson Capital Management goes way into the future, just like Warren Buffett. He made it to 93. I'm thinking I've still got a lot of years left in me. But I want to get a Greg Gable, a Barry Kite, you know, others underneath my wing, and training them and teaching them so that the Gunderson methodology, which I think is superior to all the other methodologies out there on the street, because I've seen the results. I talked with somebody yesterday from who's with Morgan Stanley. They put his entire wad of money into a non traded REIT, which has done very, very mediocre. And that's just typical, absolutely typical of what I see happening on Wall Street. They're looking out for themselves. I can't even imagine what the commission was on that transaction.
Given the dollar amount.
Yes. Can you imagine the transaction and how much the salesman made over at Morgan Stanley on that? Dirty, dirty business. Dirty, dirty business.
I am Barry Kite, planner and analyst here at Gunderson Capital, serving as a bit of a relief captain for Bill today as he gets on the road to get to some meetings here. And I believe we've got the audio right. We've got Gavin Harris joining me for the second part of the, or last part of the show, last parts of the show today. So looking forward to having him on here. In terms of the market, we've got the Dow still up 1.17%, leading the way today. So it's up over 575 points. We're at 49,873. We'll see if we touch that 50K number here today. We're also at over 7,300 on the S&P, up 64 points today. That's just under 1%. And also NASDAQ still green after yesterday's big day. Up 273 points. That's up 1% to 25,600. The big news of the day so far is, of course, crude oil down almost 7% here to $95.12. I don't know if we've seen that number in a little bit, but of course, you know, if you blink, it might be back to 105. We'll see what happens there. We've got gold getting a little bit of a bid, having a little bit of life today, over 4,700, up 3.5%, and Bitcoin staying above 80,000. It's at $81,506 a coin today, also in the green. So it looks like we've got everything in the green and oil in the red, which has been kind of a moniker for the market as of late. Gavin, you there?
Yeah, I'm there, Barry. It's good to hear your voice, man. How are you doing?
Yeah, doing great. I'm glad. Thanks for stepping in, helping out a little bit this morning. Of course, let's get an update from you in terms of, you know, just kind of your background, what you've been doing. I won't put you on the spot here, immediately as Bill might do, but we'll get some background from you, learn a little bit about you and get a little idea of what you've been doing with Bill. The idea of having you and Jordan, behind the scenes with Bill is, it's always, as a business owner, you're always wearing a lot of different hats. And of course, at the firm, we always say if we can keep Bill in front of the screen, in front of the charts, that's a hat, he would prefer to wear. That's a hat we want him to wear. And that's the hat that our clients,
absolutely,
prefer for him to wear. So, you guys are the new hat rack, right? In terms of wearing some different things and helping him out when needed, right?
There you go. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, we've got some big jobs week here on the market. I know, and we'll get into some of the earnings news here in the second half of the show. But it's interesting from an economic standpoint, and you probably noticed this too, Gavin. Is when you look at the market, and we look at the U.S. local news, national news, whatever it is, there's a big dichotomy at the moment between, what's going on in the economic world and then, of course, what the sentiment is on your preferred, nightly news station is. And, 50% of the coverage, or probably more than that out there, is, of course, very pessimistic. The sky is falling. Of course, as analysts and folks who are in the economic, news arena, of course, we just haven't seen, that pessimism, in the numbers. Of course, this week's a big jobs week. We got the ADP, employment survey today. We'll get the non-farm payrolls number on Friday from the government, and of course we always get Thursday. We always get the weekly jobless claims, which were actually under 100,000 last week. Was pretty amazing. We really need to be in that 300,000 range before you start seeing some economic decay, if you will. So we're way off of those numbers. And the private employment survey today, who knows. Gavin, you may be included. I guess you may be included in one of those numbers in terms of over the last month and a half. So, in terms of the data, you got the U.S. private sector employment rose 109,000 versus 85,000 was the consensus, and it was 61,000 in March. So we're added 48,000 more jobs in this month than we had in March. And in terms of pay has actually increased 4.4% during the month. That's comparable to 4.5% in March. And those folks that are changing jobs year over year actually had a gain of 6.6%. So the point being here is obviously, if you look at the Michigan consumer sentiment surveys, who have been, very, very negative and pessimistic. Like I said, a lot of that has to do with the fact of no matter how well, the groups are doing out there, there's just going to be, 45% of the people are going to be mad simply because of who's in the White House. And so, you've got this, interesting, dichotomy that continues to continues and likely will continue for an extended period of time, at least up to the midterms. We'll see how that goes after the fact, but from a thankfully, at least from a true economic standpoint, things are still on the up and up, and we don't have any concerns on the job front. Now, on the mortgage side, the one piece of the economy that, and Bill's been mentioning, is that interest rates are too high. We got the mortgage demand, it continues to dwindle. We've got that, got the numbers on mortgages today. The index for mortgages down 4.4%. And the 30-year fixed rate, this week was 6.45%. So, last week it was 6.37, so we've seen this increase in yields. Bill was hitting it yesterday with the UK being at one of their highest rates in 30 plus years, I believe. We've got the 30-year Treasury was over 5% as of yesterday, which is bumping these mortgages up. The problem with that is refinances were down 5%, new purchases were down 3.7%. So need to get a little bit, as Bill says, we need to get rates down if we can, which will in turn help the housing market here, and could use a little jolt.
This is Bill Gunderson. Thank you for tuning in to today's Best Stocks Now, Best Inverse Funds Now show. I put several hours of research in during the wee hours of the morning each day to bring you the very best cutting-edge stories that I can. To get 2 free weeks of my newsletter, go to GundersonCapital.com. To talk to us about our fee-based only money management services, call us at 855-611-BEST. Now, back to the second half of the show.
Gavin Harris joining me. Of course, it'll be we're throwing him into the fire today. Always good to have another voice on here to help out. And of course, if you want to stay up to date with our thoughts on the market, Bill's newsletter, or you're welcome to go to GundersonCapital.com, or if you'd like to have a discussion with us about your portfolio allocation, you're welcome to give us a call, give Edie a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. Always here to be a resource and help any way we can. Of course, and we've got the workshop coming up, Gavin. You'll be joining us there in Minnetonka, Minnesota at the Marriott.
Yes,
there.
Sir.
Yeah, I think Bill, referenced it as, of course, 3M, company 3M is, headquartered in Minneapolis, and we've called it, he's coined where we're staying, the 3M. It's, we've got Minnetonka, Minnesota Marriott, if we get it all out, and that'll be on, we'll be there, what, I think 2 weeks from yesterday, so it'll be, Tuesday, May 19th, May 20th, and, the 21st, and who knows, Edie might keep us there a whole weekend. We're gonna get an update from her, I think today or tomorrow in terms of, how her Rubik's Cube of a schedule is working along. We refer to her as the queen of the schedule here, so we will, accommodate everybody as much as possible, so. Looking forward to getting down there. And, of course, we've got, you know, still got plenty of green on the screen. Dow up over 1%, S&P over 1%, and the NASDAQ up, finally took the lead here, up 1.27%. And we'll get into some of these earnings, on this, this half of the show. But, you know, Gavin, give us a, you know, give us a little update in terms of, you know, your background and of course, you know, kind of what you've seen from in the trenches with Bill, I guess, over the last, you know, last month or month and a half or so. And then we'll dive into some of the earnings and, look at that, look at some of these semiconductor names.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's good to be on the radio and be with you, Barry, and speak to our audience. You know, one thing I know about Bill is he prides himself and he loves his audience and he loves his listeners and supporters. So it's wonderful to be on the air and to be able to speak to the folks. But I've known Bill for a couple months now. My background, I came from the restaurant industry and I had moved to Charleston, South Carolina, and through kind of just mutual acquaintances had ran into Bill. And, you know, Bill just took a liking to me and I took a liking to him, and he's just been so generous and wanting to, you know, Bill's a forward-thinking man, and he's, and I think it's evident, and that's why he's, done so well with what he does in the market. You know, Bill's an active, forward-thinking person, and he's just very passionate about taking his knowledge and passing it along. So I've been blessed enough to be alongside him and learn about, you know, the market and do some junior financial analyst work, as well as, you know, lead prospecting and just really learning the whole system, because Bill is passionate about taking what he's built and being able to pass it along to all, you know, the people that he can. He's a man, he's a generous man. And so that's the reality of what we've been doing. Just, and I can tell you this, from what I have seen, is Bill is what he says, is an active money manager, looking at the charts, and he is very, very knowledgeable in what he does. So it's been a pleasure learning from him, and I continue to just want to strive to learn and grow more and be an effective part of the team and ultimately be effective for all of the listeners and clients and supporters. So
yeah, and you've been obviously studying for all the exams. Obviously our business, a highly regulated business, so you're you know,
absolutely
diving into those series 66, 63, 65,
I've become best friends with my textbook.
Yeah, all the different iterations as well. Yep. So you're getting book knowledge and learning on the fly. You know, learning. You know, being in the trenches with Bill, and you know, the main thing I think that, you know, you can tell is you know, Bill has a passion for this, and he's, you know, and it's infectious, and so it's great. You know, great to get kind of get that behind the scenes. Essentially, you get a workshop every day. Of course, you know, and to kind of quote Bill's mantra in terms of you know, stocks follow earnings and earnings expectations, of course we've certainly seen that you know, come to fruition this earnings season. You know, nowhere has it been more apparent, as we've mentioned many and many a times over the last you know, handful of quarters, that, you know, more you know, there's been no bigger sector than the semiconductor sector during this AI buildup. And, you know, crunching some of the numbers for May, it's, you know, it's been the best run for the semiconductor index since the dot-com boom, which is, you know, pretty remarkable given, you know, the different, you know, different technologies that have came about, whether it was, you know, just the birth of the internet initially, or, you know, the iPhone. Eventually, you know, we went into, you know, even five, you know, once 3G, 5G, all of the, you know, those different, build outs in terms of, computer chips, most of them being in phones during, during some of those particular cycles. And now, of course, you had the index, the semiconductor index has gone up 54%. Since the end of March. It's actually the best 25-day performance period since March of 2000. So it's been a been a wild ride in that space. You've even had names. Intel's even Intel has come to life. It was up 13% yesterday, passed Oracle, and of course one of Bill's favorites, Johnson & Johnson, as in terms of market cap. So Intel has had a pretty sizable run after looking, before the new administration took over. There was they're looking pretty dire, and have cut some deals with the U.S. and inked some other deals along the way. I think one with SpaceX, and so they've really come back to life and became relevant again. Of course, yesterday you had Micron, SanDisk, Qualcomm. All of them were up double digits yesterday. Samsung, who's been big in that memory space, alongside Micron and SanDisk and SK Hynix. It actually just became the second trillion-dollar market cap company in Asia yesterday, only behind Taiwan Semiconductor, another thematic name there, and it's an amazing run for these semiconductor names. And a lot of, some of the best, I've got a list of some of the best large cap performers in April. We had, of course, Bloom Energy has been the one that's just, in terms of powering data centers. They've inked basically a number of deals almost with all of the large hyperscalers. They were up 112% in April. Not a bad performance. Intel, who we just mentioned, up 90% in April, and that's, of course, the 10%. The 12-13% they were up yesterday is not even included in that number. Number 3, 4, and 5, you'll recognize some of these names, Gavin. We've got SanDisk, SNDK, that was up 79% last month. Astera Labs, ALAB, ALAB, up over 71%. And of course, the symbol that I never can get out of my mouth very well is AAOI. Reminds me of old McDonald and the, AEIOU over here, but, up 66%. Obviously that's one that, article that, the last article, not the one that came out today, but the one that came out a week or so ago. That was a, that was on AAOI. So, up 66%. Some other names, Sanmina Corp, Galaxy Digital, ON Semiconductor, TTM Technologies, SI Time Corporation, all of those up over 60% during that period. So you've, you've really, in, like I said, all those thematically, all those names are semiconductor. I'm Barry Kite, planner and analyst here at Gunderson Capital, stepping in for Bill today, finishing up, wrapping up the show. And, of course, we've got, Gavin Harris here joining me, analyst here who's been helping out, Bill, behind the scenes, doing a little bit of everything, getting his hands dirty. So we're, happy to have him and, glad to have him here on the show today. Of course, markets continue to strengthen as we've gone through the show. We've got the NASDAQ leading the way, up 1.4%. The S&P up 1.13%, and the Dow up 1.22%. Getting close to that $50,000 range. Of course, I think we got as intraday high, got up as high as 50,512. So we're getting close to those all-time highs that were seen in the Dow in February, about early to mid February to be exact. But just a remarkable remarkable earnings picture, as Bill's mentioned in the newsletter this past week. I mean, one of the big drivers, obviously, a big report that came out, as Bill mentioned, a name we own in both our relative value and premier growth portfolios is AMD. I don't know if you caught that that report yesterday afternoon after the close, Gavin, but it's that company continues to really be the second most important chip name behind Nvidia, and Lisa Su and Jensen are actually cousins in some form or fashion. So it's pretty interesting that we have those two running running the two most important names out there. And I was actually peeking at what's been driving the NASDAQ today, and you've got Nvidia actually up over 4.47%. So I haven't looked at our portfolio since we've been doing the show, but my guess is we've got some good green numbers over there on in the real world in terms of people's portfolios. Yeah. AMD being up 15.57%, the move in it today, it's pushed that name as our biggest holding right now, actually, at the firm. Bill parted. We sold. I think Bill sold half of SanDisk yesterday, so that was our largest holding. It kind of grew itself in there with over 100+% return since we owned it. So now AMD's leading the way. Who knows? He might have to break out his hedge trimmers and trim a little bit of that name. Who knows? We'll see.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah. But the earnings, I mean, earnings were ridiculous. We've got, their demand for AI infrastructure, their data center revenue grew 57% year over year. And remember, AMD was late to the game in terms of, Nvidia obviously was way ahead. In terms of their GPU business, AMD focuses a lot on the CPU side. If you're interested in GPUs and CPUs, you're welcome to kind of do some research on your own on those particular, the difference between those two. The business for AMD, like I said, up 57% in revenue for the data center portion of the business. And they also announced an AI partnership with Meta, so they're going to deploy up to 6 gigawatts of AMD GPUs. So, like I said, Nvidia has been, they're the GPU king, and now AMD is getting into the mix, even not just on the CPU side, but also on the GPU side with Meta. So that's a big announcement. It looks like shipments are expected to, I guess they're going to expect to ship about the second half of the year. So that'll be some additional revenue they're going to see on the back half of 2026. Their overall revenue was up, overall revenue was $10.3 billion, grew through 38% overall year over year. And I tell you what, the one of the most important things is their gross margin was 55%, which is a strong number in terms of bringing earnings to the bottom line. And of course, earnings are what we pay most attention to here at Emerson Capital. So, I listened to the call, and Lisa Su, she's probably, got to be one of the top five CEOs out there. And, they've had a steady build into this, into the AI space. It's, when Nvidia kind of announced that bloat, two really blowout earnings, reports in a row, I think Bill called them, two of the best earnings reports he's ever seen. That came out, those were, around March of 2023. Of course, we've been kind of waiting for a while for AMD to hone their AI and data center strategy. And they've just been, kind of steadily building quarter by quarter. And, you know, Lisa, you know, mentioned this as kind of an inflection point for the data center business. So we're likely going to, you know, likely going to see, you know, upward guidance going forward and some big, big beats here, at least in the next, next couple of quarters. I will say there's a few, you know, few other stories, you know, non-earnings related, try to squeeze in real quick before the end of the show. But, I saw where, I don't know if you saw this, Gavin, but Anthropic is going to commit, you know, $200 billion to, Google, for additional cloud services. I don't know how much they're expecting to, be valued when they finally go public, but you know, $200 billion seems like a pretty sizable commitment for a company that, you know, is going to be IPOing likely this year. But just a huge amount, yeah, of, you know, it's just a big, I mean, it's a big order, you know, even for a company like Google. You're looking at, I believe it's going to increase their, it's gonna, now that $200 billion is going to account for about 40% of Google's backlog. So they're gonna be rolling those chips out over the next handful of years. So just some, I mean, it, just the news in, you know, continues to hit in terms of you know, tailwinds for a space that we, you know, that we're heavily in at the moment. And it's the, Bill talks about being on the sunny side of the street, and semiconductors are certainly, that, you know, providing the sunshine over there. So we'll keep at it. Want to thank Gavin again for making it in for us on short notice. And thank you. Thank all the listeners out there. And if you need anything from us, always go to GundersonCapital.com.
Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Past performance is not indicative of future performance. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Charles Schwab. Schwab is a member of SIPC and FINRA.